This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. India celebrated the historic docking of Dragon spacecraft carrying Indian astronaut Shubhanshu Shukla to International Space Station. Indian Space Research Organization congratulated Axiom Space, NASA, and SpaceX as Axiom 4 mission spacecraft carrying Group Captain Shukla successfully docked with the ISS at 4:15 p.m. yesterday, marking a significant achievement in global space exploration. ISRO mentioned that a team led by Secretary Department of Space and Chairman ISRO V. Narayanan witnessed the historic moment in the mission control room at NASA's Johnson Space Center in Houston. Lauding the milestone, Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh said the mission reflects the spirit of Atmanirbhar Bharat and Vishwabandhu Bharat, ideals envisioned by Prime Minister Narendra Modi.
प्रधानमंत्री जी ने भी कहा कि पहली मर्तबा ऐसा हो रहा है कि कोई भारतीय मूल का अंतरिक्ष यात्री इंटरनेशनल स्पेस स्टेशन पर गए हैं, तो भारत के लिए गर्व की बात तो ही है और साथ ही साथ मुझे लगता है कि ये अवसर है आभार प्रकट करने का भी देश के राजनीतिक नेतृत्व का, प्रधानमंत्री मोदी जी का, कि जिस प्रकार का एक अनुकूलता कामकाज के वातावरण में आई उसके कारण ये संभव हो पाया।
India has expressed gratitude to the governments of Israel, Iran, Jordan, Egypt, Armenia, and Turkmenistan for their support in the evacuation efforts carried out under ongoing Operation Sindhu. A special evacuation flight carrying 173 Indian nationals from Iran arrived in New Delhi from Yerevan, Armenia, late last night. In a social media post, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that a total of 4,415 Indian nationals have been evacuated so far through 19 special evacuation flights, including 3 Indian Air Force aircraft. The world-famous Rath Yatra of Lord Jagannath and his two siblings, elder brother Lord Balbhadra and younger sister Devi Subhadra, begins today at Puri in Odisha. President Draupadi Murmu has extended her greetings to all citizens on the auspicious occasion. She prayed to Lord Jagannath for the spread of peace, friendship and harmony across the world on this holy occasion. Meanwhile, the rituals of the Lords are going on inside the temple. A report from our correspondent.
A total of 148 festivals are celebrated annually at the Puri Jagannath Temple. Of these, Rath Yatra is the most renowned. According to the ritual schedule, devotees will begin pulling the chariots around 4 p.m. The Yatra, which starts from Puri Temple, will end at the Sri Gundicha Temple, covering a nearly 3-kilometer distance. It is expected that the chariots will reach Gundicha Temple before the sunset. The Puri Sri Mandir administration anticipates that about 13 lakh people will participate in the chariot festival. Multi-layer security arrangements have been put in place to ensure smooth conduct of the festival. S.N. Patnaik, Akashvani News.
U.S. President Donald Trump has hinted at signing a very big trade deal with India soon. Speaking at an event, Mr. Trump said they have just signed the deal with China and a big one will come with India soon.
But we're having some great deals. We have one coming up maybe with India, very big one, where we're going to open up India. In the China deal, we're starting to open up China, things that never really could have happened. And the relationship with every country has been very good.
The United States will host the Quad Foreign Ministers meeting on July 1 in Washington, D.C. Principal Deputy Spokesperson for U.S. Department of State Tommy Pickett announced that Secretary of State Marco Rubio will host foreign ministers from Australia, India and Japan for the 2025 Quad Foreign Ministers meeting next week. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has said that the southwest monsoon has further advanced into parts of Punjab, Rajasthan and Haryana. It said the conditions are favorable for the further advance of the southwest monsoon over the remaining parts of the country during the next 3 to 4 days. IMD also predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Kerala, Mahi, Uttarakhand, Rajasthan and Gujarat till tomorrow. In women's hockey, India Masters Cup, Hockey Association of Odisha will take on Hockey Punjab in the title clash at Mayor Radhakrishnan Hockey Stadium in Chennai, Tamil Nadu today. The match will begin at 2 p.m. Indian Standard Time. Meanwhile, in the Men's Hockey India Masters Cup, Hockey Unit of Tamil Nadu will be up against Hockey Maharashtra in Tamil Nadu at 4 p.m. IST this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.